Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman, Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country. Today is Thursday, December 12, 2013. My name is Sally Bethes, and thank you for tuning in tonight. Tonight, first off, it's going to be a little bit of a short show. I've got work to do, so I'm going to have to log off a little bit earlier than I usually do, about 8:30. But we'll see how much we can get covered in the meantime. And the other is main stuff. You know, we just got this budget deal was just passed. So we're going to talk a little bit about that and what it really means in reference to the GOP. Excuse me. And I name the show, Once Again, the Progressive GOP Shows Its True Fiscal Colors. Obviously, I haven't read the whole bill, but the reports are coming out and the bits and pieces of it aren't looking good. And if Senator Jeff Sessions isn't real happy with it, and he's on the budget committee over on the Senate side, and he's very fiscally conservative, he isn't real happy with it, then it's probably not too good. And it just shows what the GOP is, you know. So we're going to be talking about all that kind of stuff tonight. The other thing I want to mention, on Monday we did a show about the Founding Fathers and what they thought was going on, the history, where they were, how they warned us. They knew this day was coming. And we went back and we were talking about some of their different quotes and things like that, and it was really very interesting, very telling. And you can see they knew this day was coming. They tried to prepare us. They tried to leave us an option in the Constitution, which may be the Article 5 piece, the State Constitutional Convention, which I'm still trying to totally learn how it all works, and the nature of human beings, the nature of those who seek power and who want power, and how the abuse and the corruption just takes over. So it was very interesting, and we'll do that again, because we've already been told what's going to happen here, and we've been told what we need to do to stop it. The question is, will we have the strength, or are there too many sheeple who believe in communism? Have the sheeple, and I'm talking about the true sheeple that really do think Obama, King Obama, can tell them how to live their lives better than they can, and King Obama is going to save them from the world and all this other craziness of what communist people think. So we'll just have to kind of see. But it was very interesting, and we'll do that again. And the other thing, Tuesday night, we have the weekly show, American Freedom Watch Radio, with Karen Schoen and John Estabrook. They had a special guest on, William Fetter, and he's got two books out. He's got a lot of books out there, but the two that you're probably most familiar with is What Every American Needs to Know About the Koran, and he's also got one about Santa Claus is Real, the meaning of Christmas and the history of it, too, and I totally messed up the title of that name of that book, but he's got a Christmas book out. I'll find the proper full name of it, but he was on the Tuesday show, and very interesting because he's talking history. He's going back to what Christmas was, how Santa Claus came to be, what it really meant, and then also at the same time, this progression of what happens to different cultures, how people behave, and you can just align it to where we're at. It's like, here's what they were doing, and here's what happened next. And it just all fits in. History repeats itself. Those who do not learn from history are doomed to repeat it. And it's just very interesting. And it's so telling of what is happening to us. And it also is telling of, and this was a point that Karen made several times during the show, is why is this happening? Mostly because we're dumbing down the individual. You know, communism does not like the individual. Communism is for the group, the collective. And by dumbing down the American people, our children, indoctrinating them through things like Common Core, we are dumbing them down so they don't know the difference. When you don't know the difference, you don't miss something you never had. But when you know the difference, and when you're given the information to learn and to do something different, then it's a completely different game. You make changes based on what you've learned and what you now know. But they don't want you to know history. You think about that. Common Core doesn't want students to learn scriptive writing If they don't learn how to write and script cursive writing, they can't read the Constitution. Not the original. They might read some text of it. That's probably been modified by the Common Core gang. But everything they're doing is to dumb down people to the road to serfdom. We have been told so much about this, what is happening to us, and the question is, are we going to be smart enough? Are we going to be smart enough to pay attention and to take action to stop it? And so then we talk about the budget. And I was watching this vote going on, and it was pretty, I would say it was pretty evenly divided or equal to, on the Republican side, how many voted for it and how many voted against it, Democrats, how many voted for it, how many, it seemed almost to mirror each other. The numbers were very close on those statistics. And, of course, now it goes over to the Senate. But, you know, everything that we're hearing right now about this, just to say this is a joke. I mean, Mark, he was out there trashing it earlier today. He was on with Neil Cavuto, and he was out there trashing it and saying what a joke it is. Rush Limbaugh is out there saying that the GOP, the Republicans, are paralyzed. They're in so much fear that they can't figure out what to do. And I totally agree with him. I mean, that's what the Republican Party has become. It's a progressive party. It just isn't a conservative party anymore. And then Boehner's out there insulting any conservative groups who challenge anything they do. And, you know, what's probably going to happen here, and I guess it all depends on how much Boehner wants his job. I almost see a sense of Boehner flipping over to the Democrats. I mean, he'll continue to stay a Republican for the sake of his position right now. But as he goes through this campaign, he's going to be going out there trying to pander to Democratic votes and get elected by them, even though he's a Republican. I mean, that will be the full-blown definition of rhinoism. Because they insult those of us who believe in the Constitution and limited government. There's something sick when the Republican Party rejects those who believe in the Constitution and believe in limited government. So on that note, let's go into a couple other things here. Let's see. The as we talk about the budget, and as you can see, I have the show, to me, very much appropriately named. Once again, the progressive GOP shows its true fiscal colors. And then just a few comments here that we can talk about. Wake up, GOP. Conservatives are not falling for your liberal progressive tricks. This budget is a joke. And here's the question to the GOP, today's GOP establishment, the progressive GOP establishment. And it's kind of a question for both sides, but I'm going to put it to them. The first question's for them, the other one's for us. How stupid do they think we are? Then we also must ask, how stupid are we? I mean, why do we have these people there to begin with? Why was Romney the candidate for the Republican Party? It's kind of like, how stupid do they think we are, and how stupid are we? I mean, to me, I have a question on both sides. And, I mean, myself, I do not go along with the garbage the GOP has done. At the same time, you have the likes of Rand Paul out there promoting or endorsing Mitch McConnell, when he's got a conservative Republican out there, Tea Partier, Matt Bevin, and but he's going to stay behind the party establishment. What does that tell you about Rand Paul when he claims to be anti-establishment? And he's trying to play this game, and it's like, you know, this is where he and I did send him a message, and maybe I'll read it here tonight. I sent it out to some people to let them know my message to Rand Paul. After I listened to him on Cavuto, and Cavuto asked him who he was endorsing in Kentucky, and he said Mitch McConnell, there's only one reason Rand Paul would endorse Mitch McConnell over the other guy, and that's because he's a GOP establishment sheeple. He's been converted into a sheeple. And that was pretty much the message I gave him. Stand with Rand? Well, will the real Rand Paul please stand up? Because I don't know who he is. He flip-flops like this, I mean, and yet I heard him on the floor talking today, And he was putting out a very good message about an out-of-control government, how they keep the executive branch keeps getting more and more power, and that's not what we are supposed to be about. And we'll talk maybe a little bit more about that tonight, the representation, meaning of representation, and that kind of thing. So it was just, what does this GOP stand for? How stupid do they think we are? How stupid are we? And this, do they really think we're falling for this nonsense of this budget? And again, I've only heard bits and pieces of it. And I mean, I heard Paul Ryan speak. And see, I lost any faith or confidence in Paul Ryan when he ran for, he was the vice presidential candidate. He showed me what a rhino progressive he was back then. So I don't have a whole lot of faith in him anyway. I think he knows a lot about numbers. I think he knows how to be creative in how he says it. But I don't think he's conservative. I mean, everything in this, you know, Mark Levin was talking about this, and I do believe he looked at the budget or looked at the looked at this budget, and he would be a much more credible resource than me on what is actually in it. And he said, you know, it's a joke. And basically, and what I heard from Paul Ryan talking about is there's no tax increases. Even though everything I keep hearing are there are new fees. Fees are taxes. How stupid do they think we are? How stupid are we? Are we really going to be stupid enough to fall for new fees versus new taxes? It's a joke. It's a scam. It's insulting. And then the other part was they're cutting the budget. They're trying to make it sound like there's a reduction, but at the end of the day, the spending for next year will be more. So we've cut the budget, but we're going to spend more money. There's an it's a decrease, but it's actually when you increase it. We decrease it when we increase it. This is the kind of garbage that they keep saying, they keep spewing. And you know what? If you go and hear that from the progressive, the Democrat progressive side, while I don't like it, I'm like saying, well, they're much more the nanny state. They believe in communism. They believe in socialism. That's what they are about. I mean, they didn't always used to be that way, but that's what they really are. I mean, they're all about doing everything to turn the American people into a bunch of sheeple and serfs. But the Republican Party keeps pretending to be this fiscal conservative whatever over here, and they just aren't. They just aren't. And how stupid do they think we are, and how stupid are we? Are we going to fall for their garbage? And with everything that's going on just around this budget, the insults from John Boehner, I mean, this guy, and it was actually pretty funny to listen to Mark Levin talk about Boehner. He thinks Boehner's been one of the worst speakers there ever is, and he whines and cries of why he can't do anything when he could do a lot more if he wasn't a whiner. And so with everything that's going on, this all goes back to what many of us have been saying for a while. The GOP is soon to be history. The GOP needs to be abandoned and defunded. And with what they're doing now, the path this GOP has taken on these issues, the GOP will be DOA on Election Day 2014. And I'm telling you, I personally believe the constitutional conservatives, Tea Partiers, the true, genuine Tea Partiers such as myself, if we do not find a better option for the GOP, Hillary's going to be the next president. There's too many of us who are too sick and tired progressive GOPs. We are not going to have anything to do with it. We just are not going to do it. Let's see here. Okay, and the other is, how could I forget this? This was a joke I heard last night. I heard it on the Daily Show. Jon Stewart was making this joke about Rubio, and you know what? Jon Stewart's definitely a progressive, we all know that, but there's times when he makes a valid point. There's times when he, flycatcher, see you out there. What I was going to say, at times, Jon Stewart does make a very valid point. And that was the point with Rubio. I don't have the exact quote, but he played the segment on the air, and this is Rubio about the budget, okay? Rubio first starts out by saying, I haven't read the budget, so I'm going to hold off on making any judgment on it. I really can't say, and because I haven't read it, and then, you know. So he's backing off saying anything because he hasn't read it, prejudgmental thing. But what he had been told and what he heard, it was really a bad thing. And, I mean, what a stupid thing to say. And this is the senator who's supposed to be the Tea Partier, but he's also a pro-amnesty guy. You know, Rubio's not up for re-election in 2014. But if he is not thrown out on his whatever, his keister, so fast in 2016, it's just, it's laughable. I mean, if he wanted to say, what I'm hearing doesn't sound too good, but the truth is I haven't read it yet. So I'm going to hold off. You know, if you want to say it, what I'm hearing just does not sound real good. I'm concerned about what I'm hearing, but I really need to read it so I can make an honest statement or give you an honest opinion. I haven't read it for myself. You know, if he would have said that, that would have been fine. But he goes out there and says, I can't really give you an answer on this and all this stuff, but it's really bad. And John Stewart was right to make a joke of it. It is a joke. Okay, the GOP has been, this is the GOP. Okay, CA Living. Oh, I believe you're correct, Rhino. Yes, definitely. It looks like the CA Living, maybe they'll join us back again. Who knows what, they weren't out there too long, but they were there. Okay, Flycatch. The GOP has been paid off and blackmailed into submission. Totally agree. I mean, it's a combination of payoffs. I mean, you can look at the Supreme Court and look at Roberts, what he did on Obamacare. There's something else going on. Either they're totally converted or they're being blackmailed or paid off in some kind of way. Because those, if you truly, or the other thing, which I should say, the other situation, which I see happening right here in Orlando, in the race for the Florida State House, you have the Democrats running as Republicans, the Republicans running as Democrats. It just all depends on whatever party they think they can run in, because people are so gullible, they see a party and that's all they go by. They don't take the time to realize, this is a Democrat who's running as a Republican. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with people who have truly changed, because I'm one of them. I mean, my mother, my parents are from Massachusetts. My mother was a diehard Democrat, and I would have been shot if I registered as anything but a Democrat. Time I was younger, I didn't know the difference anyway. I mean, I really didn't appreciate the difference. And so I registered as a Democrat in my early years. Then I became an independent. And then I got more involved, and I, little by little, my values were aligning to what was supposed to be the Republican Party, conservative values. And then I went and got into the Republican Party. But then, after what I saw here in Central Florida with the Republican Party, the disgust, the more you know, the worse you really know it is, how bad you understand it is. And at that point, I decided to do the George Washington thing and be a no-party affiliate, and that's what I am. Okay, let's see. Did you hear that the DOH representative... DOH representative who forged Obama's birth certificate died in a plane crash yesterday. Nope, I have to admit, I had not heard that one. Interesting. I'd heard about a few plane crashes, but I hadn't heard about anybody involved in this stuff. I don't want to say anybody significant, because everybody's significant, but I didn't hear about anybody in reference to this stuff, so I did not hear that. If you got some more info, we'll go to a link to give me. I'll go out there and take a look and try to read it on the air. Host of nuclear warheads that are missing here are missing here of the high-altitude burst types. This means we are in for a false flag emergency EMP burst above our continent. Well, I also heard... And, you know, who knows, there's going to be some kind of crisis. I think everybody knows that. What kind it's going to be, who knows. But I was also seeing something, I don't know whether it was the Weather Channel or Fox News or whoever, some news report that was talking about a a volcano under the United States or something, some massive volcano someplace that if it erupted, or I don't know, something about the massive volcano erupting and truly having so much smoke and ash and everything else, it would just destroy the United States and maybe destroy half the world, I don't know. So there's definitely something going on, and we will have to see what happens next. Let's see here. And all we can do is attempt to be as prepared as possible. But more importantly is when it gets back to these people in public office, we cannot continue to take this garbage from them. And I'm telling you, everybody needs to get out there and go after the Republican Party. And as I was saying in my show page there, you know, this budget fiasco is more proof there is no hope for the GOP. They can't be honest. They are too scared. They're too timid. You know, they see the games, that are the evil games being played by the, we can call it the far left, or the left, whatever, and they keep, they allow themselves to be cowarded and paralyzed, as Rush Limbaugh said, into doing nothing, like being too scared to do anything. And that's so pathetic. It is so pathetic. These aren't leaders. There's enough people, there are enough Republicans out there that truly, genuinely believe this is wrong, but you've got these who are in these key roles, like Boehner. And it's like, okay, Boehner is there because the GOP establishment wanted him to be there. He shouldn't be the speaker. He's a weak leader. He's not a leader. And this is what they do. I mean, it's also disgusting. And then, again, this budget is more proof that the GOP has lost its way and needs to be abandoned and defunded. We have got to replace the GOP. We will not be able to get a conservative, a constitutional conservative, from today's GOP establishment. It's not that there's not an end there, but the establishment will not let those stand up to do something about it. It's the GOP establishment who's going to do their best to run down Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Rand Paul. These who do actually put, and like I say, Rand Paul, you got to figure out whatever his mood is at the time. You got to figure out anybody who's going to be standing up like that, the GOP is going to trash. The GOP isn't going to support conservatives. They keep doing this over and over again. They did it in Virginia. They wouldn't support the conservative. It's sick. So what is the GOP again? They're not fiscally conservative. They're not constitutional conservatives. They're not conservatives, period. So stop looking for the GOP to do anything. And then the budget is more proof that, one, the GOP will not save America. Please repeat that after me. The GOP will not save America. Two, government will not save America. Please repeat that after me. The government will not save America. It is up to the American people to do this. It is the dirty work. We have been the ones who have, what's the expression, you play, you pay. We have been reckless. We have been careless with what has happened to our country. Now it is time to pay the price to take it back, to save it. If we're going to save it, it's the same thing. It's surely no different than your family budget, your own home. You go out there and you do everything you're supposed to. You work hard and you buy this house. But then, instead of providing for the maintenance of it, like keeping it up, and making payments on it, you go and take your mortgage payment and go on a vacation or some kind of cruise around the world or whatever while you don't make your house payment, you're going to lose your house. And when you realize, wait a minute, there's a foreclosure notice on your door, oh, my God, I better do something if I'm going to save this, then you realize what you really have to do. And that's no different from what is happening in Washington, D.C. A foreclosure notice is on the door of our house. United States of America, the house that we all live in, has a foreclosure notice on it. We've been warned. But what are we going to do anything about it? And these people that are in Congress today are not going to do it. They most of them, and I'm going to say most are saying 90-95%, do not have the backbone to do the dirty work here. They're too coward. And of course, when you're on the liberal progressive side, if you believe in communism, they're doing everything right. So if you are a communist and you believe in communism and you want to see the fall of the United States, you should be happy. This is everything you've dreamed of. However, if you believe in freedom, personal choice, personal liberty, and representation of your choice, then you're not happy, and we better do something about it. And I happen to believe there's more of us who truly do believe in individual rights, individual liberty, freedom, sovereignty. I do believe there's more of us, but the question is, are these people, are the people who believe this way, are they awake? Are they ready to take the right kind of action? Let's see. Let me get back to my chat room out here. Excuse me. And in case you were not here, there's all sorts of things out here. I better get going to get caught up with everything before I catch heads out here. Yellowstone National Park is the site for the inverted volcano. Yeah, but I didn't think it was Yellowstone National Park they were talking about this time, but maybe it was that there were more there and they could have a bigger eruption. It was just this massive, massive eruption that would just about destroy the planet. Host, where is your fan base? Well, hey, it's Christmas. People are out shopping. I got a few people out there listening online in the host queue. They haven't hit the button one yet to speak, so I'll probably be hearing from some of them. Okay. Host, this is all planned to implode our nation. The deal has already been made that China and Russia will become the prominent world leaders in 2014. Host, nothing can be done since the white population in the USA has been neutered. There's some truth to that. I mean, isn't that what John Ellis Bush goes out there saying? It's the Hispanics that are fertile. without the whites protesting, nothing will change. This is the reason Obama was placed in office. Well, you know, there's a lot to say and agree with on what you have posted out there. And I'm not going to disagree with all of it by any means. Not sure it's 100% true, but we're in trouble. That's all there is to it. We are in trouble. And I tell you, I'm multitasking here, so hold on. The other thing, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, is this is going to be a little bit shorter. I'm going to have to cut the show at about 8:30 because I have to go to work. Yeah, I do not like welfare, so I actually do work for a living, and so I have to take care of that stuff. I have to make my own house payment because I don't particularly want a welfare check for it, so I'll do that. If I go back over here to what Rush Limbaugh said about this budget, the Republican Party is so paralyzed with fear after the government shutdown that it will do anything to agree to a budget deal, Rush Limbaugh said on Wednesday. They are paralyzed. The fear of what the media will say and do and report has them paralyzed, Limbaugh said on his radio show. And despite blows to Democrats and President Barack Obama due to the launch of Obamacare, Republicans are in shell shock because of the last government shutdown and fears of another one. I mean, this is not what you call leaders. Leaders can't. they're hiding. It's pathetic. It's so pathetic. It really is. This again is Rush Limbaugh. They are not moved at all by Obama's plummeting poll numbers. They are not moved at all by the problems people are having with Obamacare, Limbaugh said. They are literally afraid of one thing, and that is being blamed again for the government shutdown. That was the objective. To make sure there wasn't a government shutdown, and it didn't matter what was required, he said. Republicans also think Obama is still universally loved and adored, and that the country despises and hates them. This is where it's talking about self-fulfilling prophecy. I think that's what the GOP suffers from. Of course, they also suffer from a lot of progressive takeover. Like I said, I mean, just because somebody is registered in one party, it doesn't mean anything. There is a guy running, Mo Pearson. He is running here in Orlando. It's District 47. He is a Republican running for the state house, okay, state representative state house here in Florida. And when I go out there and I read his website, he is an Agenda 21 person like you wouldn't believe. He's all these different environmental protection things, all this other stuff going on. Everything is Agenda 21. Now, I don't think I actually heard him say he supported Common Core, but I'd be willing to bet he does. He is a progressive, and when I just read what's on his webpage, he looks like a progressive to me. Looks like one, acts like one, must be one kind of thing. He is a progressive. I don't see how I can be anything else on what I saw out there. And, you know, the other thing, what I started to, I was going to talk about earlier, with all this going on, South Carolina, have you heard about the South Carolina nullification thing? They're trying to nullify Obamacare in South Carolina. And when we talk about what people need to do, now, I don't know, I've heard different versions or whatever of what they're trying to do, whether they can constitutionally do this at the states' rights. People keep forgetting that we're sovereign states. It's like sovereign states within a sovereign nation. And they're trying to outlaw Obamacare in South Carolina as a state thing. And as I was talking to one person, I said, well, unless they truly got the legal grounds to do this, how they'll never get away with it in the court of law. And that it really needs to be a rebellion from the people to say, we're not going to comply. What would happen if everybody in South Carolina who opposes this said, we're not going to comply? What percentage of the people of South Carolina don't believe in Obamacare? And if they would all get together and say, we're not going to comply. And then the people of Georgia, the people of Florida, little by, you know, once it starts, it can spread like crazy, mushroom all over the place and go viral once it's started. I myself have already said, I will get the insurance like I have been doing. I'm not changing what I do for insurance, what I've done over the years, but I will not go and get into universal health care. I will go to jail first. I will not comply with communism. This health care thing, some people want to say it, put a nice spin on it, call it socialism. It's communism. Government takeover of your health care is communism. All there is to it. Let's see here if I can find. Okay. Like I say, I'm kind of multitasking here. And Miss Texas, I did see you in that chat room. You hadn't put your hand up yet, so if you're ready to talk, let me know, and I'll be right back. But I want to read my thing that I sent to good old Rand Paul. Okay. This Rand Paul was interviewed by Neil Cavuto yesterday, and you can probably go out there and see the interview. They usually have all these YouTube links all over the place, so you can usually see it if you want to. But here's what I sent to Rand Paul. I posted this on his webpage, and then I sent an email out to a lot of constitutional patriots that I know, and I copied Rand Paul on it. Of course, his email blocked me. I'm not too surprised on that. Fellow American constitutional patriots, does Rand Paul really want to reelect liberal progressive GOP establishment Mitch McConnell over Matt Bevin? Or has Rand Paul caved and surrendered to the GOP establishment? Will the real Rand Paul please stand up? Stand with Rand? Which Rand will show up? Okay, Rand Paul continues to endorse the liberal progressive incumbent Mitch McConnell against the conservative Matt Bevin. Are you getting disgusted with Rand Paul? Do you agree Rand Paul has been converted into a GOP sheeple? Well, I'm disgusted, and yes, Rand Paul is just another GOP establishment sheeple. His decision to endorse McConnell says it all. If Rand Paul would cave to the GOP for this, what else will Rand Paul cave into? Please join me and refuse to listen to Rand Paul play these games with the GOP and act like it is okay. It is apparent Rand Paul learned nothing from his Romney endorsement. Well, I just sent this message to Senator Rand Paul via his Senate webpage and this email. Okay, here we go. Senator Rand Paul, I just heard your interview with Neil Cavuto, and I have to tell you, I give up on you, Mr. Rand Paul. You have blown your chance to be elected POTUS, President of the U.S. First, you supported Romney over your father. That was enough to make me puke, and now you support McConnell over a true conservative. It's obvious to those of us that are paying attention, you have been converted to a GOP sheeple. You must do as you are told by the progressive GOP, even if it means you surrender your principles. Please have no doubt you have lost my vote. Rand Paul is just another GOP sheeple, void of any principles. Rand Paul only believes what the GOP tells him to believe. You will never get elected as POTUS. My vote goes to Ben Carson, even if I have to write it in. And I'm telling you right now, there is just nobody else out there I like better who I believe is eligible. Ted Cruz is nice, but he isn't eligible. And, you know, Mike Lee, maybe Mike Lee's an option. But right now, it is Ben Carson who brings to the table what I believe in. He is much closer to George Washington with a tan than anybody else I see out there. He's a no-party affiliate. He doesn't care about the parties. He cares about the Constitution. He cares about this country, and he doesn't want to run for president. He's the real deal. Maybe before this all comes around next year or whatever, when they really get into the 2016 election mode, maybe I'll change my mind. But right now, I agree with just about everything he says, and he isn't out there after a power trip. He is not wanting to do this, and he obviously is a very intelligent person. He's a brain surgeon. I think he knows a lot about the human brain, probably more than what he wants to know these days. So anyway, that was my message to Rand Paul, and the Save America Foundation posted it on their Facebook page. So you can go out there and add a few comments to what I have put out there if you'd like, or I would really suggest that you go to Rand Paul's website and his senator website, government website, and send him a message. Let him know. As I was saying, you know, and I'm gonna repeat this numerous times throughout the show, how stupid do they think we are? ... How stupid are we? Are we really stupid enough to do this again? Kind of scary. We might be. And are we really as stupid as they think? And Ben Carson said his comment was he didn't use the word stupid, but he just said how do they think people are going to go fall for all this? And he was a little bit more, if you want to call it, polite or articulate in his way of putting it. But that was the same thing he was saying. And let's see. Okay, Flycatcher's left. Taking calls tonight. Yes, I am. All you got to do is call in 347-857-4364. Make sure you press 1 to speak on the air. If you don't press 1, I do not pick up the call. And if you have a bunch of 9s and stuff like that, most of the time those are calls that are people trying to have fun instead of having an intelligent discussion. So don't go out there and have all crazy 9s out there or 1s to make it look like you're trying to hide something. So, yes, please, Sean K, is that the way you're supposed to be saying that? Sean K. Please, feel free to call in. And what would you like to talk about? If you want to post something in the chat room and let me know what you want to talk about, that's quite all right, too. We can start the discussion now, or you can call in. And, okay, well, again, I see people in the queue, but no one has pushed number 1. And I'm sure Miss Texas will on time, but she's listening right now, and that's okay. Okay, what was the other thing I was going to mention? Oh, yes, I've got to make sure I get this out there, because that's all part of the same stuff, and we talked a little bit about this on Monday, but it has to become more of the discussion, bigger and bigger part of the discussion. And when you look at what has happened to Washington, D.C., to the three branches of the government. It is all, literally, they keep talking about a fourth branch of government. They keep talking about a totally out-of-control executive branch. And, I mean, when you think about it, how can you not accept the fact or realize or agree that we're being converted over into this communist King Obama routine, and it wasn't Obama who started it. All this could never have happened by one president. He is just there to seal the deal, if you want to call it that. He is there to put the frosting on the cake of destroying this country and turning it into a communist country. And I say this for so many reasons. Look at all the czars that he has. And again, it wasn't Obama. Obama did not create EPA. Obama did not create the Department of Education. I believe it was Reagan who actually created that one. I'm not even sure. Was it Reagan who created the Department of Education? I'd have to go check that one out. And then the Department of Energy, of course, we can talk all we want to about the IRS. These agencies, specifically the Department, EPA, Department of Education, Energy, they are given the power to make laws. There's something sick when agencies not elected by the people have more power than the Congress, who was elected to make the laws and to oversee see the people's business. Somebody tell me why that's not true. Okay, Sean, you're going to call in? I don't see you out there. You're asking if we're taking calls. We take calls all the time. Sometimes the conversation is to get a little bit, congested and can't get a word in edgewise. So we sometimes try to limit to just a few people on at one time. But you are more than welcome. And, again, what do you want to talk about? And, guest, I see you out there. Was there anything that you were specifically wanting to talk about? And also, I guess I should say one other thing. Nathan called in late on Monday's show, and because I was flipping back and forth through different articles and reading things, I did not see him out there in the queue wanting to talk on the air. And so, Nathan, please go ahead and call in on Monday. Let us know what you're thinking these days. Let's see here. Well, now, Sean, why are you doing that? Okay. Sean was playing games out there, too, but that's okay. That happens sometimes. Okay, let's see what else. As I was talking about the South Carolina nullification, let me know what you think's going on with that, if you think that's going to work, or is it just a joke, and is it going to truly make us all look pretty silly and lessen the chances to do anything about it. What do you think about the GOP and this budget? And, what do you think about Boehner, who goes out there and says the conservatives are just ridiculous? And, you know, Boehner doesn't like conservatives. What does that tell you? Let's see here. And just to a couple of last things that Flycatcher put out there. Only the states can take back the government. Yep. Maybe South Carolina is starting some kind of a trend. Maybe it's the state constitutional convention. The DHS is Obama's national police force, and he will use to enforce his mandates on state government. And, you know, that brings up so many other points. And, again, I want to kind of think about the South Carolina nullification, which, by the way, Nikki Haley, who's running for re-election as the governor, she is being very cautious to say she doesn't like Obamacare. But at this point, she doesn't know enough about this nullification bill that's passed their House, by the way. It has passed their House and has gone to their Senate. She doesn't know enough about it, and she's not sure she would sign it. You know, if something as massive as that would come to the desk of South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, and she would not sign it, again, it just tells, and she's a GOP establishment person. I mean, I like so much of what she says. You know, I remember watching her when she was running for governor, and she had the right position. She had the right philosophy and beliefs and principles. But when these people get elected, the candidates are so afraid of the GOP establishment. So you take candidates who are afraid of the GOP establishment. Then you have a GOP establishment who's afraid of making any decisions, paralyzed, as Rush Limbaugh said. And what do you get? You get more progressive propaganda. You get the downfall of this country. And, oh, okay, I see Miss Texas is there, but let me check one thing real quick before I go there. There was something else, John, and this is, I took a quick look over at Huffington Post, Huff Post Politics, and they've got the article, Budget Deal Passed by House Heads to Senate, and they've got Boehner. John Boehner hits back at conservative groups. Washington House Republican leaders told right-wing interest groups to shove it. This was the House Republican leaders told the right-wing interest groups to shove it. Thursday and passed the budget compromise that provides a partial break from across-the-board cuts as well as relief for doctors paid by Medicare. See, now, because of all the problems with Obamacare, they're having to go and backpedal to get the money into these others. Remember all the money that was taken out of Medicare for Obamacare, all the cuts that were being given to the doctors. They thought the doctors were going to work for free, the nothingness of it. So and that by itself just says millions there. The agreement approved on a bipartisan vote of 332-94 raises some $85 billion through cuts and fees. Raises $85 billion through cuts and fees. Fees is another word for taxes. But the Republicans think we're too stupid. How stupid do they think we are? Do they really think we're going to think fees are not taxes? Because, God, Paul Ryan said there were no new taxes. There's fees. Give us a break. How stupid do they think we are? Dot, 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 dot. How stupid are we? Are we stupid enough to believe this nonsense? Okay, let me go ahead and get Ms. Texas in this conversation here.
Hello, hi, Ms.
Texas.
Hey.
Hey.
I still can't get signed in. I think they've got me blocked.
Well, I'm going to find out about that, because they better not have you blocked in that chat room. I mean, you never put
well, I can't get signed in, and I tried setting up a new nick and all that stuff, and I still can't get in. Anyway, I'm going to say something about your comment. Are we just going to look silly, or can they really do this? I don't care. At least they're trying. I don't care if they can't do it. They try. And maybe that would make someone get off their butt and do something that needs to do something. In other words, they're mad enough to try to do something. That matters.
Well, wait a minute. Let's define trying to do something. Does caving into what the Democrats want prove they've tried to do something? Because that's what it is.
Well, but if the state feels strong enough that they want to try and withdraw from the Obama thing, if they accepted it, Texas didn't take any of his help. Now,
right.
I don't know what that
right
means
there,
as far as, in other words, we didn't take the Medicaid help and all that crap from them. Or the Medicare, I don't know which one it is, but we didn't accept it. But as long as there's some movement in a state or someone in a state who's standing up and really saying, we don't want this, we're going to do what we can to get out of it, I think that's what we need, whether they succeed at it or not.
And I agree that I am glad, you know, and I mean, I was excited when I saw, wait a minute, South Carolina has come up with a way to nullify Obamacare. Because, I mean, to me, God.
Well, they could nullify it in their state. They can't nullify it across the board. But they could tell Obama.
That's what I'm saying.
They can't nullify it across the board for all the states. But in their state, they say, no, we'll take insurance from the insurance companies, but we're not going to deal with Obamacare.
Well, but in what I was reading on it, and yes, that's true, and that's my point. We, you know, states are supposed to be sovereign states. You're supposed to have states' rights, and so you shouldn't have to always do what the federal government does. And there was some information about what Madison said about how states don't have to participate in things that are unconstitutional and this kind of stuff. So yeah, they can. And but the question is, if they're doing it, and what this other person, and this was Tom Pastore and I were talking about, he was saying, if they're trying to challenge it in a legal format, they may get shot down in a court of law. And he was saying that people need to unite and say, we will not comply. If all the people of South Carolina said, we're not going to comply, what is the federal government going to do to them? And if one state does it, the other states, there are many states will follow along. You could get several states to do something like this. It could mushroom across the country.
Well, they need to do like the millenniums are doing. The millenniums, I guess, are the 20-year-olds, you know, that they're depending on, and the, you know, the young 30-year-olds that they're depending on to want to take this insurance out. And those kids are saying, we're not going to take it out. We'll pay the $95 a month fine, but we're not going to buy into this. And that's all America has to do.
Well, exactly. Enough people. Yeah, go ahead.
It's going to load up the emergency rooms, and the doctors may have to work out a thing where people can pay, you know, for their services like some have done, but that's the best thing that could happen.
Oh, yeah.
The only people that are going to sign up are going to be the ones on welfare.
Well, and that's been proven right now. It's all Medicaid-type people that are going out there now.
Exactly, and that's the only, and that's who he wanted in the first place. It wasn't out there for Americans.
As I said in my own case, I said, right now I have insurance and I'm continuing on with the insurance I already have. I am not changing my insurance because of Obamacare. I mean, it's not like I'm going to cancel my insurance because of Obamacare. But if anything happens to me where the game comes through and I am forced into this other crap, I will not do it. I will be without insurance. And I don't know what I can do to stop them from taking it out of my paycheck at the end of the year with the income taxes. That's the part I don't know what I can do, but I will not actively participate in it. And that's
I don't know if I understand this because it doesn't affect me at all. But from what I can understand, if you have insurance through your company, group insurance, that's the people that are being hurt. Your rates may go up. Or you may receive cancellation notices.
Well,
it's not a matter of, from what I can understand, that you have a choice. You need to talk to your insurance.
No, listen to what I said. I have insurance through my job now.
And the problem is,
the mandate was about the big companies didn't have to do anything this year. And I've already re-enrolled for my insurance, so I already know.
So your company that you work for is big enough that they're not being affected?
They're not affected yet. They'll be affected the next group, next year. They were the ones that got the mandate passed.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
They got that,
so you're fortunate
got the
there.
Waiver.
Right,
yeah, they,
okay.
They got the waiver. So, again, I'm okay right now.
That's right.
What I'm saying is if come next year they either hike my rate up so high I can't afford it or they cancel it and force me into it, I will not do it.
Well, you don't have to. You can pay the fine.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And the fine, depending on how much you make and all that kind of stuff, it'll be more than $95 because I'm not making minimum wage. But so I don't know how much the fine will be. I don't know how much the increase will be, but I'm not going to do it. And that's what I said. I don't know what I can do to block them from taking it out of me at the end, but I will not voluntarily do it.
Well, I know that if Hillary gets elected, and people need to heed this, if Hillary runs, and I don't know that she is because of that Benghazi thing, but if she decides to run, she's going to cram it down your throat because she started pushing it before Obama ever got elected.
Oh, yeah.
She's not going to back off of it.
Well, yeah, and I mean, in the overall scheme of things, what Obama is doing, most of it is not truly new, just like healthcare is not new. Socialism isn't new. Communism isn't new. But he has been given so much, he's been empowered to do so much of it without being challenged by the media or by the sheeple out there, that he's been allowed to do much more of it and get away with it.
Well, majority is because the media has not given people the truth, and it's all been, most of his stuff has been done by mandate.
Well, exactly. He's totally abused the mandate, the executive orders.
Because he knew good and well it wouldn't get passed if he tried getting it through. And then you've got bills that have been sent through that would have been good that Harry Reid is sitting on because
right.
they don't want to pass it. He's afraid it might pass.
Oh, yeah. He's not going to put anything through that. He's not going to put it through. Even if it wouldn't pass the Senate, they don't want their constituents to know that the Democrats of the Senate were anti-working class people, because that's what most of them would be, the things that would truly help the people. So it's easier for them just to act like it doesn't exist than to go out there and either pass something that's more conservative or go out there and prove that they don't care about people by not passing it. So they just take the fifth, in essence. It's disgusting. Everything about this Congress and about this government is disgusting these days. It's just not America. And, you know, and talking to veterans, you go out there and say, is this what you were fighting for? Is this what you put your life on the line for? What constitution was it you were defending? Because I don't see a constitution here in the United States anymore.
And as far as Boehner, I would like to have seen him have gotten that upset and spoke that loudly to stand up for conservatism. Instead, he acts big stuff standing out there doing his, are you my lady? You know, and he's picking up the Democrat way of putting down conservative Americans, not the Tea Party, conservative Americans, by standing up there and trying to tell everybody how stupid we are.
Exactly. I mean, he's one of the leaders of the GOP establishment. What does that tell you about the GOP establishment?
Boehner is anything but a leader. He is a follower.
Okay.
He's a brown nose. He's a got it stuck up Obama's hiney.
He is. He is not a leader in any way, shape, or form. It really was pretty funny the way Mark Levin was talking about him earlier on Cavuto. He doesn't like him. He said he's one of the weakest leaders ever, and he's never seen anybody as weak and this other stuff. He was not flattering to Boehner at all, and he really was insulting and making jokes, saying this budget was a joke. And let's see, there's one other thing here. Let's see. Even this is off of the Huffington Post page website. Even though the deal was brokered by House Budget Chairman Representative Paul Ryan,
we didn't trust him when he was running for president.
Exactly. A conservative favorite, no.
No.
Most outside conservative activist groups came out loudly against the measure, slamming it as worse than nothing, and calling the savings phony because most of the cuts from years come. Wait a minute. Because most come from cuts years from now that could be undone. Well, that's exactly it. And I kind of talked about that in the beginning. This stuff, in the next 10 years, no Congress today can go and tie the hands of a Congress of 10 years from now. Within 10 years, this is all going to be resolved. No, it's not. If you can't make any cuts that either prevents the our national debt from increasing, if you cannot make cuts that at least hold it in place or significantly cut the increase to it, then you haven't done anything. It's just so stupid. And that's why I say, Paul Ryan, do you think we're that stupid? And then I ask the question to the people out there listening, are we this stupid? How stupid are we? Are we stupid enough to listen to this garbage? I'm not stupid enough to believe this crap. I mean, this is basic accounting. This is basic accounting. It's saying to say that, you know, I'm going to pay off all my bills in 10 years from now, so I don't need to worry about paying them today. Who can do that in their own personal household?
Plus, how much does that allow the president to add to what's going to be owed in 10 years? So it's going to be a drop in the bucket. It's not a drop in the bucket now.
It's not, exactly. But Ryan took the House floor Thursday evening to argue that any deficit reduction was better than none. And see, deficit, that's the other part that people got to – deficit spending. It's like they're spending more money than they take. That is not a good thing. If you take home $1,000 and you spend $2,000, you're going to have a problem. Well, okay, his mentality is, well – we're still only taking home $1,000, but we're only going to spend $1,800 instead of $2,000. He tries to make that sound like that's good. It's not. It's not acceptable. And I mean, and then for the insult, and, you know, with Boehner's help out there, they talk to people who actually have a clue what's going on in the sense of the financial reality here. Just because, you know, to go and act like they can keep printing money out of thin air and don't understand what truly happens to inflation and devaluing of the dollar and all these other things that are all taking place, or they just don't want to know, take their pick. But they just think that everybody's going to swallow the Kool-Aid. It's garbage. It's total garbage. Let's see what the other thing was he said here. Any deficit was better than none, and it prevents a replay in January or a September of last fall's government shutdown when the Republican-led House and the Democrat-led Senate failed to pass spending amid a fight over Obamacare. In other words, what Paul Ryan is saying, we're too scared to do anything. I mean, that's what they are. They're a bunch of cowards.
That's exactly it. We don't want people to get mad at us again just because they didn't know the facts and the truth about what could have been put through and what could people didn't have to be laid off, that Obama chose to lay off, chose to shut down, and pin it on the Republicans. They don't have guts enough to stand up and fight for themselves or for us.
Exactly. So when you look at what the GOP has become, and, you know, they're still playing games with amnesty out there, but, you know, Boehner, being true, his true usual coward self, is out there trying to backdoor that amnesty. He's trying to play some games while they're letting the president assume all control, all power over the Congress and do whatever he feels like. Talk about tyrannical and King Obama routine, a dictator. This is what is happening, and you got these Republicans who are doing nothing about it.
He got my email about what the power he's given to FEMA. He's not going to need the amnesty. He's not going to need it. He's taking the hands of Border Patrol away from the border, I can't think of the name of the agency. And he's given FEMA another guideline to follow, and that's they're going to prosecute anyone that tries to arrest or send back an illegal.
Exactly. And, you know, and I say there's no rule of law. There could be no rule of law if that's what you do. That's not the rule of law. And he's taken the Department of Homeland Security and the Border Patrol. He has done everything he can to protect and insulate the illegals here. The fact that so many of them are Muslim Brotherhood who want to blow our heads off doesn't matter to him.
That's the reason he's doing it. He's not doing
exactly.
It for the Mexicans. I'm sorry. He's not worried about protecting the Mexicans. He's worried about getting more of the Muslim Brotherhood in here. That's
exactly
what he's about. If it wasn't, they wouldn't be here in Kentucky drilling and practicing.
Exactly. It's like, okay, when are the American people going to realize this is literally this president, along with idiots like John McCain and Lindsey Graham, who openly say, okay, let's have an illegal invasion of our country. Let's let the Muslim Brotherhood come in and kill the Americans, kill the Christians. You know, it's okay. No problem. And, I mean, if people don't think there's a war on Christmas or on Christianity, they're not paying attention to what's happening here around Christmas, everything that's happening. It's outrageous. And also, in addition to the FEMA thing, and I'll let you ask you to explain a little bit more in detail to the other listeners, but the other thing, and I mentioned it on Monday's show, is he's gone out there and has appointed a bunch of amnesty immigration attorneys to the Department of Homeland Security, so when the cases come before them or whatever, they will make sure they maneuver the system to get these people amnesty. Backdooring it that way. And so he's doing his own amnesty, and yet we have two houses of Congress that we elect. I mean, people seem to forget we elect the two houses of Congress to represent us. We do not elect these attorneys, these appointed attorneys who seem to be above the law and will be there for life, and these different agencies like the Department of Education and EPA who can write laws. But the whole system has gone totally nuts. I mean, it's just totally, totally nuts.
No, it's
can you go ahead? Yeah.
It's German. I mean, it's Russian. It is communism. It is China. It is communism. And people need to stop referring to China as China. Call them communist China. Wake people up.
Exactly. Communism is here. The question is, communism has arrived on the shores of the United States of America. It is here. The question is, are you going to stop it and get rid of it, or are you going to surrender to it? Those of us who are talking about communism, if you truly think where the conspiracy looms, you're probably not paying attention. I know you're not paying attention. And you really need to go read up on the fall of the Roman Empire and go take a look at history. Go read what the Founding Fathers said, and you will see this is what they've already been there. They've already gone through this, and they tried to warn us. They tried to help us out. They tried to give us an escape route in that Constitution because they really didn't know exactly what would happen in the future, but they knew something would happen. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, they need to start using the word communist China, because if you stop and think about it, we owe communist China money. Communist China has come in here. They have factories here. There's one sitting in San Antonio. They're building cars and pickups and all that. They bought land here. What are they doing here? They're communists. What are we doing allowing these people to do this? They're communists. And if you're so young you don't know what a communist is, go talk to a World War II vet. Go talk to the Jews. Go talk to some. Read history. History as it was written. Don't read any of the new books because they've all lied. They've taken out the important stuff. But read some of the old books and learn what communism is. Not was, but is.
Exactly it. And here, what's this thing, speaking of communist China, two things. Here, GM, the GM bailout's been a disaster. The American people have paid $10 billion of lost revenues there. And what happened to those jobs? They went to communist China. And then the other thing, which I think you sent it to me, but I had also heard it on the Dr. Oz show about the chicken, you know, China, communist China doesn't follow any rules. They make up their own rules. They do what they want to. And there's what they do when it comes to their food preparation and things like that. They're not trying to protect the American people. They don't care if they make the American people sick and die. And it's Dr. Oz was talking about the chicken that is being imported from communist China, and the USDA doesn't seem to have a problem with it or whatever.
And well, what's happened is that the USDA has given them permission to process the chicken. Now, this is how it's going to work. The farmers here are going to raise the chickens, okay? They're going to slaughter the chicken. Then they're going to freeze the chicken, and they're going to ship it over to China. China is going to process that chicken to go in for like your chicken fingers and your chicken nuggets and all the fast food type stuff. And they're going to process that, and they're going to send it back over here to us. Now, one, that makes no sense. Two, how many times have you heard of the toys and so forth they make over there having toxins in them using lead-based paint? And the FDA says, well, their processing over there is comparable to ours. They didn't say it's good, comparable. Now, do you really want to buy that chicken and take it home and put it in your mouth?
And the worst of it is, where do they? When you go to buy chicken, well, first off, if you're buying at a fast food restaurant, you'll never know where it came from. What do you do to try to find out or not? You just have to stop eating chicken. Not unless they have a big old sign up.
It's also going to be in your grocery stores, and it's not going to be labeled. You will not know that chicken, those chicken parts, and that's what it's going to be, were processed in China.
But the thing that's going to be, they're going to show, it's going to say it was grown in the U.S. It's not going to tell you where it was processed. That's how
it's not
going to
tell you where it was processed.
Lie to the people, which is a fraud. It is fraud. And when we have this kind of fraud perpetrated on the people at the hands of the government, and yet we have no recourse to do anything about it, this is communism. The government
the whole thing in a nutshell is we have the capabilities to do something. But as we said a million times over, and we'll probably say it another 2 million before it's over with, we have elected people and had them. We have these old fogies and these new fogies who are communists in disguise. The old fogies, they're waiting for retirement. They're there for that big retirement check, and that's the only reason they're there. They will not do their jobs. And until Americans join together, and I mean join together, I don't mean just sit at home and bitch and moan and groan and cry. I mean go to the streets and say, we've had enough.
All right.
Don't be afraid. One of the things I've heard is they won't take any action against Obama in order to impeach him or get him out of the office is because they're afraid that the blacks may uprise. Well, my saying is, go ahead. And I think they'd be surprised because I believe that the people who supported Obama, I believe at least 75% of them are as upset with him now as we are.
There's a lot of people upset. But, again, the Republicans, the Republican establishment, GOP establishment, is too clueless as to what to do. They're too petrified, too scared, too and, of course, you also have a fair amount of progressives within the GOP establishment. I mean,
they're not petrified and scared. They just don't give a damn. They think they are the rulers, and they think that they run it all. And that's why I said the American people have got to stand up.
Absolutely. That's absolutely it. It's either, what do you want, move it or lose it kind of thing. If we don't get moving, we're going to lose everything. We really are. It's up to us. That's why I put out there, you know, and I want to go ahead and just read these couple of things I talked about. Tonight, focusing on, once again, the progressive GOP shows its true fiscal colors. This budget is a joke. How stupid do they think we are? How stupid are we? Are we stupid enough to fall for this? I don't fall for it. And then it's a wake up, GOP establishment. The constitutional conservatives are not falling for your liberal progressive tricks. This budget is a joke. The budget fiasco is more proof that there is no hope for the GOP. When will the GOP loyalist, who are true conservatives but just keep thinking, I don't want to say pray to this GOP, but somehow they look to it as some kind of shrine that they believe in, almost like a religion, and they keep thinking the GOP is going to save them. This GOP is not going to save you. This budget is more proof that the GOP has lost its way, needs to be abandoned and defunded. We need to do that now, so that we can recover and actually elect some true constitutional conservatives in 2014 and 2016. And this budget is more proof that, one, the GOP will not save America. It has no will to save America. The border is proof. Obamacare is proof. I mean, the proof is all over the place. And then the other is, two, government will not save America. It is the American people, not all these different factions, not the Italians, not the Russians, not the Latinos, not the Mexicans, whatever. It's Americans together, united, is the only way we're going to be saved. If we cannot do that, then we've been converted to full-blown communism and the fall of the United States is here. And then the other last thing is, who will the constitutional conservatives support in 2014? I want to know, and I mean, did you hear me ranting about Rand Paul again earlier?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we didn't trust Rand Paul when he was running for office, when he was trying to become president. And the only reason they put him out there to deliver that he was placed out there to deliver that budget because they thought he would be the most acceptable individual in Congress to do it that everybody wouldn't get mad at. And they didn't know
that's Paul Ryan. You're talking Paul Ryan, which is true, total truth. They think everybody's stupid enough to still believe what Paul Ryan says, even after the Romney-Ryan crap with the election. But I'm talking about Rand Paul, who is, right today is still supporting, endorsing Mitch McConnell instead of the conservative Matt Bevin for Senate, for the senator in Kentucky.
Well, and it comes back down to he's cut a deal with the GOP.
Yep. So, I mean, he's just playing the same game.
And when you talk about, let's put something out there, when you talk about not supporting the GOP, when they call you and want money, don't send it to them. Don't send them a dime. Now, they're going to get their money from big business. But we also, as Americans, have the right. We need to stop doing business with some of these big businesses. Find your little business to do business with. We've got to cut them off where it hurts, and that's at their billfold.
Exactly. And we do have power if people will unite together and take advantage of it. We have the power to make a difference. We have the power to change it if we will come together as a united people and do it. It's just that simple. We've gotten so crazy in so many ways to see the fall of this whole country, how we have lost our way. I'm hearing something about some deal with baseball, some guy, he ran into the catcher or something, and now there's some case about that. Okay, you're playing baseball, and the guy's trying to get a score run, and he hits the catcher. Isn't that part of the game? But now there's some deal going on about that. And then, of course, the young lady who was out trying to make some money for her braces, and they said she was allowed to be a panhandler and beg, but she wasn't allowed to sell anything. And then you got the six-year-old who kisses a girl on her hand, and now the parents of the girl are trying to say that he's done that before and he wasn't supposed to. I'd really like to see the daughter, the girl, who said she didn't like the boy kissing her hand.
Well,
but anyway, the big stink over that.
It's all right. He kissed her on the cheek once before. But the parents are not. Parents said he had done this before. But the principal is the one that applied the sexual. I'm brain dead again.
Harassment. Yeah.
Harassment.
Sexual harassment.
My comment to this is, only adults could be that stupid.
Exactly.
Only an adult could not know that six-year-olds have the faintest damn idea what sexual harassment is.
Exactly. How stupid.
And a little six-year-old, I mean, they don't know it. They don't know anything. And the parents that are griping about this, they must be 15 years old. They can't be adults.
It would be nice to see the interview of the parents of the girl, the daughter, who this happened to. I'd love to hear what they get to say. It's so stupid. I mean, what does it say about us as a society?
Well,
I
can't remember. Remember when Barbie, the thing came up about Barbie years ago? And the parents, they made her body correct.
Right.
And they were having such a fit about it. And we came out and said, only parents, only adults could make a big mess out of nothing.
Yep. It's the truth. And yet the same parents, you want to go to those same parents and say, well, how much time did you spend working with your kid about the Constitution? Have you taught them anything about history and what this is? Or did you spend your time watching baseball game or a football game in front of the
question would be how many little boys kissed you when you were 6 years old? How many little boys in school ran up and kissed you? How many little boys ran up and pulled your hair to play with you? Did they call that sexual harassment? No, they called that kids being kids.
Exactly. It's just pathetic. And let's see, then there were two other things I heard when both were with kids. Some kid got in trouble for acting like he was shooting a bow. He didn't, like an air bow, I'll call it, because he didn't have one. but just making the gesture of, like, shooting a bow, that got him in some kind of trouble. And then a kid was using a BB gun. This was in Jersey. Using a BB gun, I guess, in his backyard for some kind of target shooting or practice or whatever. And you're not allowed to have a BB gun in New Jersey. Now, isn't that not sick?
Well, if you stop and think, I want people to stop and think. 6 years ago, when Obama was elected, it's almost 6 years, for the first time Obama was elected, we didn't have all this craziness. Remember? There was some goofiness going on. I mean, there was some silly stuff being done, but it had not gotten to the point that it's gotten to now. It has just, it has turned into a snowball. It scares me how fast we have gone from not really normal America to absolutely radical America, because that's what we've become.
Yeah.
Because we have let people who think that they are so much smarter than we are, with no common sense at all on their heads, go out and make these ridiculous damn rules, and it all comes down to communism.
Well, it's what it is. And trying to, I mean, treason, the treasonous actions of this government and the desire for so many to push communism here, and then you have those. I don't want to say they're pushing communism as much as they just want to destroy the United States.
They want communism because they want to control us. They want to open our borders up to the world and let the world come in here and suck us up. But when the world does that, because the majority of the world does not know what freedom is as we've known it, then they're going to take those freedoms away, and the world that comes in here, it's not going to be any different to them. It won't matter to them.
Right. Right. There will be no reason to come to America at that point.
That's it.
Let's see. I'm going to take one last quick look and see if there was anything else useful on this article worth saying. Okay. Let's see. Okay. He added that it's time to stop lurching from harmful crisis to harmful crisis, echoing an argument long made by Democrats. This is Paul Ryan, of course. I don't know if anyone who thinks those government shutdowns are useful or helpful to our economy, Ryan said. He perhaps was overlooking the Tea Party-aligned groups, such as the Club for Growth and the Heritage Action Fund, that helped engineer the 16-day government shutdown in October. Both have come out strongly against the budget agreements. House Speaker John Boehner, let's see, what is he saying here, blasted those groups earlier on Thursday, noting that their strategy, which his right-wing members insisted Boehner follow, had failed. Frankly, I think they're misleading their followers, Boehner said. I think they have lost all credibility. Boehner personally gaveled the vote to a close. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, he had to act like he was so important up there. Democrats voted for the deal but had to give up their demands for an extension of the emergency unemployment benefits that expired for 1.3 million people on December 28th. Ryan's Democrat counterpart on the Budget Committee, Rep. Chris Van Hollen, Maryland, said Democrats still want to extend these benefits but didn't want to lose the chance to soften the blow of sequestration and redirect resources to various infrastructure projects, education, and medical resource. We will avoid the very deep and harmful cuts from the sequester, Van Hollen said, noting that the next round of cuts were due to kick in January 15th. Anyway, this is just nonsense.
Well, my response to the one about the unemployment benefits is, I think this would be about the third time they've advanced them. But, again, that's another broken Obama promise. He promised that there would be jobs. There would be more jobs. People would be working. Instead, they give out these phony unemployment figures and want you to think that there's more jobs when there's not. The only place there's more jobs is here in Texas, and that's down there in the oil business, and they're making good money hand over fist down there. And Obama wants to shut that down. And the only reason he can is because it's on private property.
Speaking of Texas, I have got to ask you something. Not to change the subject here, but I've got to ask you. I heard your good old bud, John Cornyn, has got a got the other guy, John Stockton, I think is his name, who's a representative John Stockton. I really have liked the stuff he's been doing. I get his emails and see what he's doing. He is apparently going to challenge John Cornyn for the Senate primary.
Justice! Cornyn is a phony. I've been watching him. I've been writing letters to him. I've been so mad at him. He voted for the NDAA. He voted for some of this stuff he's claiming. And now he's latched on to Cruz, coattail, and trying to stand up and say he's a conservative. BS.
Yep. But I think it's so neat that this other guy, who definitely is a conservative, is going to challenge him. He's apparently decided not to stay in the House, but to go over to the Senate. And I'm telling you, Zach, I like that guy, John Stockton.
Yep.
He's been great, what I've seen of him. I mean, he's
right.
Another Ted Cruz in his own way out there.
Right. And we need him because, I tell you what, with Obama doing what he's doing to us at the borders, we've got to get somebody in here that's willing to do something and to stand up and straighten these schools out because it's a mess. And thank God Perry's not trying to run for a fourth time. Never mind.
Well, but I also heard that Texas did something just recently where Texas secured that border. They secured the Texas border from Mexico. They did some kind of deal. What was that about?
I haven't heard anything about that. There's been nothing reported on my news stations about it.
Okay. Well, I'll have to. I haven't read it myself. Somebody else was telling me about it, and I thought, well, if anybody would know, you would. So, okay, I'll wait till I can verify any of that on that stuff.
I mean, it would have at least been in my, on my online mail because the news stations aren't going to report anything. That's just all there is to it.
Right.
Unless they're killing, collecting money to bury some Mexican that stabbed another Mexican, they do plenty of that.
Yeah. They do plenty to help the illegals at the detriment. They help the illegals in communist China to the detriment of America and the American people. Like, you people are just lost. You're nuts. Totally nuts.
I'm telling
see.
You. Sometimes I wish I could drink a good hot toddy and wake up the next day and my America would be like it was. But it's not.
It's not, and everything that's happening, kind of like what we were going through on Monday, the founders knew this day was coming. They tried to warn us. They tried to give us an out. They tried to do things to help us protect ourselves against ourselves, if you will. And that's where we're at. That is truly where we're at right now. And if we don't do something, we're just going to fall. It's going to be the fall of the American empire.
Exactly.
So, okay. Well, as I said, unfortunately, I have to cut this a little bit short. I can leave the line open for a few more minutes if you have something else you'd like to say, or we can...
Oh, I'm done. I'm toast. I haven't been feeling good today, so... I'm telling you, my medicine played games with me today. I've been goofy all day.
Goofier, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you go ahead and give your last words of wisdom for the day until Monday.
Well, I'm just going to say God bless America. And anyone and everyone out there listening to this, please start using the word communist China. Let's remind people of who they are and what they are. Maybe they'll get upset and quit buying their products. God bless Sally. Lord help Florida. Texas, too.
Okay. Well, thank you so much on that, and thank you for calling in, as always. It's always a delightful chat with Ms. Texas, damn mad Granny Taft, who's going to get back out in that chat room soon. We've got to get her back out there. And as she said, we have to be honest. We got to face the facts. China is communist. Communist China, and we have to face the facts of what is happening to this country, and we are going to be converted into a communist country if we're not careful, and that is not an extreme. That is not a conspiracy. It's the facts. Look around. Pay attention to what is happening, and go do a little bit of research on history. If you study history, you will see what's happening. It's all right there in front of you. And in this Christmas season, I want to make sure I say Merry Christmas. It's happy holidays, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, whatever, but it's Christmas. I am not going to be afraid to say Christmas. So Merry Christmas and God bless the USA. Good night,
hey,
everyone.
George Bush.